38. The sirens were louder in the hall. The emergency lights had switched on. They made bright patches in the already lit hallway. Arthur was at the front desk looking over Anne's shoulder. There was a flashing icon on the screen.
"It's at Site B," she told him.
Her eyes were wide. Olaf and Sasha ran past the desk and out the door. Mike looked at Jamie. "What is?"
"Hazardous material leak," she said. "Coolant, welding gas, radioactive material. Something bad's happened, and it's warning us all to stay out of the area if we're not in hazmat suits."
They headed out the door and caught a glimpse of Sasha sprinting down the path toward the trailers and the golf carts. Mike and Jamie dashed after her. Olaf was already around the corner and out of sight. Some of the overgrown branches along the path reached for them, pushed out by the wind. The sirens were sounding outside, too. They ran around the corner and collided with Sasha. Jamie caught Mike before he fell. Mike grabbed Sasha. The older woman regained her balance and pointed across the gravel lot.
"What the fuck?"
she yelled over the building wind. They followed her gaze and her finger. Olaf had made it halfway across the lot before stopping. Past him, Mike could see the bulk of Site B. It was shaking. The corrugated sheets that made up its roof rippled and buckled. One of the domed skylights shattered. The cinderblock walls trembled and cracked. Sasha lunged back into action, running across the lot. Mike and Jamie followed. Their feet crunched in the gravel, then scuffed on the dusty supply road. They were 500 feet from the building, then 450, and then 400. This close, Mike could see even more fractures on the walls. What he thought were cracks at a distance were large breaks up close. Another one formed while he watched, crisp and clean even at this distance. The black ants brought out a few memories, but the red ants overwhelmed them. Olaf grabbed Sasha's arm as she tried to pass him.
"Wait!"
he yelled. She yanked it away, but now Mike was close enough to grab her.
"Wait, goddammit!"
Olaf snarled.
"Neil's in there!"
She waved her free arm at the bicycle parked by the door.
"Where's the dust?"
asked Mike. She stopped, just for a second. The groan of the flexing metal roof echoed over the wind.
"What?"
"There should be dust," he said, "from all the breaking cinder blocks." Sasha gazed past him, and then her head tipped back and up.
"Oh, fuck,"
she said. Mike and Olaf looked up. Clouds were gliding across the sky, not rushing, but their movement was apparent. They were closing in from every direction, moving with the wind. The wind was blowing towards Site B. All of it. Arthur and Anne caught up with them just as the roof of Site B buckled again. One section sank low, as if an invisible weight was pushing it down. The bolts snapped with a gunshot noise, and the section of roofing tumbled away inside the building. Two more panels broke free and vanished, then a third. The low roar of the wind became a howl.
"Is it a hurricane?"
asked Jamie.
"We don't get hurricanes in California,"
said Anne. A shriek of metal came from the building. They looked back in time to see Site B's security door crumple inward and vanish. Clouds of loose sand and leaves raced after it through the doorframe. A moment later, two more roof panels tore loose and plunged inside.
"I think we should back up," said Arthur, taking a few steps away and leaning on his cane.
"I agree." "What about Neil?"
asked Sasha. Mike glanced at her and gave a small shake of his head.
"Half the building just collapsed," Olaf said.
Mike took a few steps back. Jamie followed him and pulled close, calling into his ear over the tumult.
"What is it?"
Mike opened his mouth, and thunder rumbled above them. They all looked up. The clouds were building up, blocking the sun. Drops fell on their faces.
"What the fuck is going on?"
shouted Sasha.
"It's raining," said Olaf.
It was more a general statement than a response. He sounded confused.
"I think it's decompression," said Mike. "What?"
He raised his voice over the low howl.
"The whole building's getting sucked into the rings. Everything is. It's creating a huge low-pressure zone in the atmosphere."
He gestured up at the sky.
"It's changing the weather."
The wind rippled their hair and clothes. Arthur stepped back again. Mike and Jamie did the same. Anne stumbled after them. Sasha and Olaf stood where they were, staring at Site B. Then it stopped, like a fan being unplugged. The wind died down. The air grew still. The rain continued to patter down, slowly darkening the pavement. What was left of Site B stopped shaking. Concrete dust and gravel poured from the cracks in the wall. A section the size of a small car slid free and crashed to the ground. It took half of the green letter B with it. One of the surviving roof panels squeaked as it swung back and forth on its last bolt. They stared at the remains of the building for a moment. Then Sasha ran forward.
"Neil!"
she yelled.
"Neil, are you okay?"
They headed for the building. Anne stayed where she was, staring at the ruin. She had the blissful but vacant look of soldiers after surviving an artillery barrage. Sasha paused at the doorway and then headed inside. The others stopped to look at the damage. Mike touched what was left of the hinges. Two of them had torn free of the door and swung loose. The third was twisted and snapped at the pin. Jamie stepped inside.
"All the wiring's gone," she said. "The conduits are stripped right off the walls."
Olaf's head craned back.
"The lights are gone too. Hell, almost everything's gone."
"Neil!"
shouted Sasha. Her voice echoed in the cavernous space.
"Neil, where the fuck are you?"
Arthur walked forward and looked at a fallen piece of machinery. It was one of the huge resistors. He tapped it twice with the end of his cane. There was a path of scratches in the concrete behind it. They walked deeper in. Only the heaviest and most solid items had made it through the incident. Anything small or loose was gone. The rings stood in the center of the barren space. Patches of frost covered the steel ramp. It let off puffs of steam as raindrops hit it through the open roof. All but one of the carapace sections had been stripped away, exposing endless loops of copper wire. A few cables hung loose. The connecting hoses were gone.
"I don't see anything," said Arthur.
He pointed at the rings.
"On the other side of the door, I mean. I don't think it's working anymore."
Mike looked. The view through the rings was the side wall of the ruined building. He took a few steps and checked from a different angle. The view stayed the same. Sasha finished her circuit of the room and joined them.
"I can't find him," she said.
She gazed at the dead rings.
"Let's not give up yet,"
said Jamie. She looked at Mike.
"Do you think he's still here somehow?"
"I hope so," Mike said. "I don't want to think about where else he might be."